Oh, I wouldn't know. He's still doing great. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be able to enjoy his new cat run. All right, now we're going to stay on time here. We are going to run Martha's four-step flea plan, close out this hour, start the next hour. When we come back, we're going to pick right up where we left off with Dr. Bill, because as part of your work with the transfer factor and the mushrooms and the immune system work that you're doing, you want to do some kind of little study that you need some help from our listeners.
I need help.
And what do you just tell us? You need puppies. Couple puppies,
right. Littermates.
Littermates. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll explain it when we get back. But if you or anyone you know has young littermate puppies, or you're going to have some, or you know of some coming, call them up if they're not listening and get them to tune in, because Bill needs some help. And we'll tell you what he needs. Animal World continues. Stay tuned for Martha's four-step flea plan. And we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the Missing Link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Vetline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention, so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area, like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with Erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area, and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back, be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats, too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up, facing the same direction you are. Stand over them, and starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur, up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once or preferably twice a day until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step 3 is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception and have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleago, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my 4-step flea program and you won't get any. Step 4 is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larvae of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step 1 and 2, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's 4-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're, I should say, the Academy Award version of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Al is working, but in his place, And I have to say, it's more fun because Dr. Bill's in the studio. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. Dr. Bill is my animal's veterinarian and the vet that first on my list I trust the most. He's wonderful. We're just having an Admire Dr. Bill day.
Thank you. It's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, because then he's... Never mind. I won't go there. All right. Now, as we were closing out the last hour, we were talking to Dr. Bill because he... One of the things you do is working with Dr. Raymaker and the transfer factor and immune and all of that. And we started your little plea. You want to do some kind of research study sort of thing. So what is it that you need and you're going to do or what you need and all
that? Okay. A little background information. We have immune active products that we're introducing into the livestock industry. And the purpose for these products is that we feel that we can replace or dramatically reduce the use of antibiotics for true disease prevention and for the wellness of the animals. So we did.
Because isn't that what in some of our animals that are factory farmed us to eat, they just give them tons of antibiotics on general principles?
That's right.
So that's what you're trying to.
And that's going to be going away as in Europe, they're already outlawing that. Okay. And we know that's going to happen in the United States.
Okay,
and
so you're trying to deal with that.
So we're not the only group that are looking at this. There's a lot of people looking at yeast extracts and mushroom extracts because they do have very friendly, potent effects on immune function.
Okay.
So we can do this naturally.
Okay.
So long story short is we've done some preliminary studies in cattle, vaccinating them for pig parvovirus.
Oh.
We worked with a veterinary virologist on this study. And we showed, and also we vaccinated them for leptospirosis.
Okay.
And we showed that we enhanced immune antibody production about fourfold.
So that would be the body's ability to respond to the vaccine and create an immunity.
That's right.
Increased fourfold.
Increased fourfold over our control group.
And it increased because they were given this transfer factor mushroom business?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we enhanced. We not only feed the immune system, supply it the basic nutrients, but we also give it products that enhance function. Then the second very small study we did was in goats. Hmm. And what we did with these kids was we took baseline, and we did this also in a cattle, but we do baseline or background immune testing to find out what their blood titer or antibody titer is. They would know about, in dogs and cats. We did baseline antibody titers for rabies in these goats. Well, you don't vaccinate goats or rarely vaccinate goats for rabies, so they had essentially no background titer.
Okay.
And then we took half the group and put them on our supplement and vaccinated them, and the other half was on a placebo and vaccinated them and followed them out a couple of months. And
that's interesting. You even give animals placebos?
Well, sure, you have to.
Well, but I thought you gave placebos to humans because to deal with the mental aspects. They see Valerie's saying, didn't you think that was the purpose of placebos? But that isn't really.
Well,
so you better.
Normally in livestock, you have to handle them in order to give them supplements very often.
Oh,
and so
okay.
If you handle your treated group and not your control group,
then that's
a variable.
Okay.
So you want to give them the same volume of stuff. It looks the same.
Oh, so they've been through all the same procedures.
Exactly.
But it's not for a psychological purpose.
Right.
It's for I got it.
There's no active.
Does that make sense to you, Valerie? Okay,
so
we get that now.
What we showed in these goats, again, is that we had a fourfold increase in the level of their antibody titer.
So it worked with them, too. So it was fourfold with cows and with goats.
So those are two small preliminary studies. So now what we're going to do is we're going to move a little bit into pigs. We're going to do some litters of pigs, but what I want to do is I want to do it in dogs. So this is what I'm looking for, is I want to do two or three sets of litter mates starting around 12 weeks of age and getting titers on them for distemper, parvo, and rabies, run them through some sort of a standard immunization protocol, having one of the puppies on our supplement and the other puppy on a placebo, and then running titers, in particular on the distemper and parvo, for a month or two, vaccinating for rabies at 4 months of age, and then run a couple rabies titers. So I wanted to start with litter mates that are living in the same house, that are on the same food. So there's
Right.
And then
that
if I can
sense.
If I can show that in two or three litter mates, sets of litter mates, if I show that we have enhancements of the immune titers, then we can move along to some larger studies, maybe hopefully at a university level. So we're right now looking for grant money to do different research, which is going to take months and months. But we're trying to kind of scratch the dirt here, do some preliminary work. And I think it's a good thing with the emphasis on less immunizations for our pets. And we all know that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
So why not have an 85% organic, all-natural product that we can give to these dogs and cats, or really doesn't matter the species, give to these animals and enhance their response to vaccines.
Yeah.
And that we could give less vaccines, theoretically. That hasn't been worked out. I can't prove that at all. So.
Well, and you know, Dr. Al's talked about vaccines and you know, and puppies and kittens and the ones that have the allergic reactions or don't get the protection or end up with the negative side effects because they've had the endocrine immune imbalance, the Plechner syndrome, and then he corrects that and then they can respond to the vaccines. It would be fascinating to see if maybe just them taking the transfer factor and the mushroom stuff would do the same thing.
And so what I'm offering to the people, because this has to be a win-win situation, we're trying to do some studies. So let me finish it up real fast, is I'm willing to pay the owner's expenses to go through their vaccine protocols. You know, and each veterinary office has their little puppy package. And so I'd be willing to pay their expenses to do that. If I could work with their veterinarian, I would give the veterinarian some money to do the work. Okay, so it's got to be good for
them.
So
they don't have to come to you.
They don't have to come with me if their veterinarian is willing to work with me.
Cool.
So I think it's a win-win situation.
So we're looking
for
two puppies, litter mates that are going to live in the same home for a while.
And we want to do two or three sets.
All right. We'll talk more about as the show goes by, but we want to get to a caller here before we lose her. In Redmond, line two, it's a Vicky. Good morning, Vicky. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Oh, hi. Thanks. I have two Persian cats with the Plechner imbalance. And they're on depot injections. One's been on them for like 6 years. And I'm wondering about the transfer factor with the mushrooms. Is that a blend?
Yes.
Yeah. Now,
go ahead.
How much would you give a cat with this imbalance?
I would dose them as a normal patient. There is a feline version of the transfer factor called Feline Complete. And I would just dose them normally.
Yeah, that's what my cat gets, Vicky.
I tried that. They didn't like that.
Well, that's the other. The palatability issue with cats is really tough. And so in that situation, then what I try to do is I use the human form of transfer factor. And then I try to add in some of the mushrooms independently.
Oh, or so it's as a separate product.
As a separate product, right.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, Vicky, because I had the same problem. For my Scootie, what I found, what's working for me is I get, the brand name is called Ruruva canned food for cats.
Oh, yeah. I
W-E-R-U-V-A, Ruruva.
Uh-huh.
I don't pronounce it well, but I can see it.
I just bought some of that, yeah.
And because it's real high-quality canned food, and it's got good stuff in it, but it's real juicy. It's real soupy. And so I started with a very small amount of the transfer factor into that can, you know, and mixing it up and then putting that out for Scootie. He's not wild about the chunky part of the food, the good stuff. He wants to lick all the liquid, the juice out of it. So I put it in there. And, of course, the transfer factor mixes in with the juice, and he licks everything out. So he gets the transfer factor that way. And I started with a very small amount and grabbed
gradually increasing the amount that I put in the canned food. And now I can, now I found I can even mix some transfer factor into other kinds of foods and he'll eat it now. So that's how I solved it with my cat.
Okay. So I've been given one of my cat's shaga extracts. Have you heard of that?
I'm not familiar with that.
It's a mushroom.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I'm just trying to keep their immune systems working. So the mushroom that you're talking about, what? How do I get that?
Well, you know.
No, I buy it through your, isn't for your website, Bill, that I get the transfer factor?
Yeah, that's the transfer factor. But the independent,
okay,
or the mushrooms separately, tell me, first of all, the product you're using, what mushrooms are in there? Do you
it's just chaga.
Okay. So it doesn't have a blend. Really, I think you'll find when you're doing supplementation of mushroom extracts to have a nice blend or variety of all the different types of mushrooms, you're a lot better off. Now, what we use at our office is a product called Aloha Medicinals.
Aloha Medicinals.
And they have a product called Canine Immunity.
I have two cats, so would that work for them?
If they like the taste of it, it will. And that's always an issue with cats.
Okay.
So you can Google Aloha Medicinals, and I think they sell that online. It's in capsule form. It's a human quality product. They don't really make these for animals, but they label it for animals. And so that's a product that I'll use in combination with the human transfer factor if I have a cat that will not accept the feline version.
Okay.
So,
you know, and for folks that are listening, if they want to order, because transfer factor makes a feline supplement,
right,
a canine supplement.
Equine.
And human.
Livestock, human, right.
And aren't those all available or online through you, aren't they?
Yeah, you can get that online. I've got a website. You know, I can.
Do you know the address?
I can just give them my email address, which is fine. Doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll check that one out.
So
I definitely want to get back on the transfer factor. I don't think I gave them enough time to see if that would really help them. And how would I know if it's helping them?
Well, that's the question. It's more of, well, if you have any ongoing disease or, you know, medical conditions that you're concerned about, then you
one of them, yeah, one of them has just had eye surgery.
For
corneal, I forgot.
Sequestrums.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't really know if immune modulation would make a huge difference for corneal sequestrum, but you got to, it never
what
hurts.
What is corneal sequestrum?
Oh, they get deposits of, like cholesterol-type deposits in the cornea.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's a nutritional thing in these animals. But I don't have any cases that I can show you that immune modulation or immune supplementation made a difference in something like that. But just knowing what I know about
she was actually put on the protocol after this all happened.
Yeah.
She was tested for the immune system disorder. The Pluckner syndrome, and now she's on depo, and the doctor's trying to get her stabilized so that we know what kind of dose to give her.
And how long has she been on protocol for the Pluckner imbalance?
Just about a month.
I was going to say, she's still on depo,
so
she's probably still in the we're getting her balance stage.
Yeah.
She's 7 years old, so she's had this imbalance for probably all her life.
You had mentioned when you started out that they've been, I thought you had mentioned they've been under therapy for 6 years.
One of them had a worse condition with her skin, so she's been tested and she's been on the protocol. Well, not exactly on the protocol because we figured out that she needed the depo injections because she couldn't absorb the oral medications.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So you said you're willing to give out your email address?
Sure. They can contact me that way.
So if any of you are listening and you want to get some transfer factor complete or supplement for your dogs or your cats, you can order online, and the place to start would be to shoot Dr. Bill an email.
That's the best thing, yeah.
And that it's qcvet@aol.com?
That's correct.
And how would Martha know his email address, do you think?
Did you say Tuesday?
Q Q, like
I'm
in
sorry.
Quill, CETA,
quill,
vet.
Quill, okay.
Q as in quill, C
okay.
as in CETA, vet.
Okay. I got it. Okay, thank you,
Q-C vet at AOL.com. And so if you're interested, what you can do is email Dr. DeBille, and then he'll direct you as to how to get to the place online to order the stuff.
Well, that, and also some of these animals actually need a much more potent product.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's where the Raymakers nutrition products come in, and that's why Dr. Joe made this line of supplements, is that he has dramatically enhanced the potency and the ingredients in his own particular line of immune supplements, where the company that owns the, you know, the label for the Canine and Feline Complete, they really haven't allowed him to upgrade and evolve the product fast enough.
Oh.
So Dr. Joe is a little impatient. He likes
He wants to do it now, huh?
Get her done. That's right. So there are other options out there, and that's why I kind of like to find out what in particular we're dealing with, because there may be better options.
Okay. All right. So Vicki, are you good?
I'm great. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm just, because I see who's on the phone with us, and I'm, with all the supplements you're talking about, we're getting ready to, we've been updating the Healthy Pet Network that Dr. Al's involved with AH Time, and I know that they're having an online store. I wonder if they're going to be selling the transfer factor
stuff.
Well,
actually, I was talking to Michael the other day.
All right, well, let's get him on the line. Now, welcoming back to Animal World, Michael Goldman from the HealthyPetNetwork.com. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right, I just need to check. Martha, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great.
Dr. Bertlingham, it's always good to hear your voice. You got such a great voice.
Thank you.
See? Even Michael likes your voice.
And Michael is always up. He is like up, up, up.
Yeah, he sounds pretty happy, doesn't he? All right, so Michael, for anybody who doesn't know, tell us what the Healthy Pet Network is all about.
Well, the Healthy Pet Network is an interactive site. The focus being based around the things that you're talking about in regards to the imbalance and the things that we can do for pets' health. And I was talking to Dr. Bertlingham the other day, so that is something hopefully we will start to carry. But we have a library of information, and many sites have libraries of information, so we wanted to do a little bit more. And so we've got, as I say, an interactive site where we'll have webinars and different things where people can get involved with. There's a social community, many different things, and the services are free because it's about the animals. It's about helping them. We do have a store that's to keep us afloat and be able to provide products that are essentially recommended by Dr. Plechner so that we have the highest quality products. I think one of the best things, and I'm going to recommend this highly, is for people to go to the site and subscribe to the newsletter. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that, because it's filled with all kinds of information and tips and everything from Dr. Plechner, but the March issue is a very, very powerful issue, and there's an article in there, The Medical Ice Age, and it really does a very, very good job of explaining who and what we are, what we're all about, and what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay, so if we want to do that, how do we do that? What is the website address?
It's www.healthypetnetwork.org.
Healthypetnetwork.org. And then once we get there, we sign up for the newsletter. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there's a newsletter. You can subscribe on the left-hand side. There's a link to the blog. There's a sign-up page on the blog. And there's also at the social community, which is CritterPower.com. It's www.CritterPower.com. So any of those three locations, one can sign up and get the newsletter.
Fabulous.
And I recommend that because that's it's a great way to find out exactly who we are and get ongoing tips.
So, and I think that the basic premise behind the website is providing this kind of information to people free of charge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want them to have it. It's not a matter of how much money you have. It's a matter of taking care of your pets and animals.
Right. So there's lots of great advice from Dr. Plechner on the website. And then there's a lot of social interaction, it sounds like. And then then you've got the store.
And then we've got the store. We want to keep it entertaining so that there's things that people can do besides just reading. You know, the medical information is extremely important, and it's the focus of what we're all about. But, and I've said this before, medical information can be a little dry at times. So we want to provide other things. There is a, for instance, a funny photo section. Mm. And that the pictures and the photos in there are just spectacular. So there's things that people can enjoy. We like to keep it upbeat as much as we can. We're very involved in other types of causes and stuff that aren't necessarily so upbeat, but they're necessary. But in this case, we want to be very positive. This is a good thing to help.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us, as always, to keep us updated on what's going on. And
well, I thank you so very, very much for having me and for your time. Dr. Burlingame, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, Michael.
All right, Michael Goldwyn from HealthyPetNetwork.org. Thanks, Michael. All right. Now, folks, we have still got a copy of Dr. Al Plechner's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. We've got a copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. And there's a big connection between foods and the immune system and all of that. And we'll talk more about that. So give us a call if you're interested in winning either of those books. And phone lines are open for the rest of the hour. Well, short of the last segment of this hour, we'll be doing current events and Pet of the Week. But other than that, phone lines are open. If you have an animal medical care question for Dr. Bill, and it could be about the supplements, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the Plechner syndrome, but we would love to hear from you. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're outside of our toll, our local calling range, the toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, I know, Bill, we've started to talk about a little bit about the connection between, you know, foods and the immune system and all of that, because you've done a lot of work relating to foods and so forth. And are you still doing the raw diet stuff and all of that?
Well, you know, when it comes to advising about nutrition, I've got some basic rules that I go by.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you want to talk about that a little bit.
Sure, sure.
You know, we deal with a lot of chronic disease in animals and in humans.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I always like to remember that we're the most overfed, undernourished population on the face of the planet.
That's really true, isn't it?
Yeah, and that goes for
overfed and undernourished.
Overfed and
undernourished.
Right, and that goes for our four-legged population.
Yeah.
And so when I started working with the immune system, the first rule is to feed the body or feed the immune system, because if it's not up to speed, then it doesn't matter what you're going to do as far as immune therapy or even Plechner syndrome. The body's got to be fed.
Yeah.
So it always starts with the nuts and the bolts. So when I give advice for nutrition, I have three rules, and these may have come from you years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And those three rules are variety,
mm-hmm.
moderation, and freshness.
Mm.
Those are the three rules of nutrition. Doesn't matter if you got four legs or two legs.
Yeah.
So when you feed a processed dog food, which, 90% of the pet population is on?
Yep.
You violate all three rules of nutrition. It's not variety. It's the same stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not moderation, because there's tons of excesses in there, and it's definitely not fresh. So
yeah.
How can we expect longevity and health when we're breaking all the rules of nutrition? So
that's kind of a good question.
Yeah, and it's essentially job security for veterinarians.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Which is not good, but it's the facts.
Yeah.
So I guess if, you know, I don't have any pets right now, but if I did, I probably would incorporate many different types of foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have some raw foods.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably have some sort of a dry food. Probably for me, it would be an organic dry food. Okay. And that's for convenience.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sometimes you haven't got time to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably have some sort of a canned product in there, and that may be for palatability or whatever. And then I would be doing real food. You know, I'd be doing some fruits or veggies or meats or whatever. So I don't really subscribe to any one particular, you know, all dry, all canned, all raw, whatever. Because I just think that, I don't know, I just feel more comfortable that, you know, I'm not a qualified nutritionist, and I don't know many people that are.
Right.
And when you start getting into the raw food feeding, which they call the evolutionary diet, I call it the educational diet.
Yeah.
If you're not well educated in what you're doing, then I think over the long haul, I think you got some problems coming up. Now, I'm not against raw foods at all. I think it's a great.
Well, but I'm because, you know, Dr. Ian Billinghurst, the Australian veterinarian that brought the BARF diet, bones and raw food, and he kind of started a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I know at least for a while, weren't you selling the
BARF? Yeah, I did. When I owned the practice years ago, I utilized the BARF diet that he came up with. But I think the people that are out there now are doing so much better.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
food. Oh, my gosh.
There's all kinds of raw food available at pet stores now.
His product really didn't even look good.
Really? Yeah, I never actually saw it, I don't think.
It was really not that. I think it was a good thing, but it was, I don't think, that palatable. And you know, companies like Raw Advantage, and, I mean, I can't even name them all nowadays, are doing so much better.
Well, you can even have raw food delivered to your home
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So I think that's an important part. If you're looking for long-term longevity and health in your pet, I think that's an important part. You want to start early because it fills in some of the blanks for what processing does to foods.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Now, I want to go back to what we were talking about when we were talking about you wanting the two puppies to test, because it sounds like what you found out with, let's see, cows and goats so far, that when the youngsters are given the transfer factor mushroom stuff, that their bodies and immune systems are better able to respond to the vaccines and produce a better immunity.
Correct.
Is that kind of what you
found? They are what I call their immune system is more vigilant.
So where I went with that right away was, well, sometime in my near future, I have a golden retriever puppy coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know when, and I already had one come, but I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. but you know, I'm going to have it. So I'm thinking, okay, when my new puppy shows up, it sounds like the first thing I need to do is get that puppy on the transfer factor.
It needs to be on a good baseline of nutrition.
Well, a good diet, yeah.
A good diet, but also what's missing, what people don't realize is how important proper minerals are and your vitamins are, which comes from the term vital amines.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know that.
That's
where the word vitamins came from.
Vital amines.
Vital amines.
I didn't
those
know
are
that.
Vital nutrients.
Well, how
and
about that?
So
now, is that in the transfer factor complete?
Yeah,
is that in there?
Absolutely, it's in there.
They're vital
they're
amines.
All organic.
Okay.
They're all organic, which is very important. And they're, you know, all human quality. But the organic part is really important because they're complete vitamins in that the body will recognize them as usable. Most of the, I got to be careful. The big name brand diets, they're using a lot of synthetic products as far as their vitamins. And it can't, I just don't think the body recognizes them as being self. You know, it's like, oh, this is good stuff. Let me use this. So you're.
Could you give us an example of what you mean by using chemical Or is that what you're using, synthetic vitamins, did you say, as opposed
like
to...
like one-a-day vitamins.
Okay.
All that stuff in a little pill, that's a synthetic product. They just kind of, I don't really know the chemical process, to be honest, how they make it, but a lot of those things are synthesized. They look at the chemistry, they synthesize it, but it's not the same as
it's
nature.
Not the
it's
real
like
deal,
vitamin
is it?
C okay. has, I think, five or seven different components to the vitamin C molecule.
Okay.
So what people look at vitamin C is they say, well, ascorbic acid is vitamin C. Well, actually, ascorbic acid has other molecules around it that actually make up the vitamin C molecule. So when you synthesize it, you kind of take Mother Nature out of the process, and it's not all there.
Okay.
So your vitamins and minerals actually are very involved in healthy metabolism. They control a lot of rate limiting steps in the ability of our bodies to do anything.
So when you're saying that we really need to pay attention to the vitamins and minerals that our
sure.
animals are getting,
mm-hmm.
you're not saying pop them a generic pill.
No.
So when you're talking about like the transfer factor complete,
mm-hmm.
that's got the colostrum type stuff in there
exactly.
and some mushrooms.
Right.
But it's also got the vitamins and minerals in there.
That's why.
And so what's the difference? Where do your vitamins and minerals come from?
Myself?
No, in the transfer factor.
Oh, in the canine complete and feline complete, Dr. Joe buys them from companies that produce them organically. And part of that comes from yeast and bacteria and things like that. That's how they source those out.
Okay.
And then the minerals are all chelated minerals, and actually he uses a product that's called montmorillonite.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this is prehistoric vegetative clay. And so your chelation basically just means that your vitamins have gone through the process through a plant.
Mm-hmm.
A plant is what actually does chelation. Chelation allows our body to utilize it. That's why we should be eating our fruits and vegetables.
Right.
So... did you want to?
Well, so the vitamins in transfer factor and so forth, they're actually grown from real stuff. They're not
right. they're
synthetically
not
created by humans.
Right. They're organic, so they're grown from real stuff. I think that's
all
a
right.
good way.
Yeah. Let's go. We've got a vitamin compound here, but now how would you pronounce that name?
I can't see it. I don't have my glasses.
Well,
on.
Well, Sandy put Lyck, Lyr. Lyric.
Yeah.
Ah, Lyric.
Close.
Lyric, yeah. How do you pronounce your name?
Lyric.
Lyric, all right. Lyric in Arlington. Welcome to Animal World.
Right.
You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
We just mentioned vitamins, and that made me think. I'm all plant and onions. But, I didn't know if you knew about or you had already mentioned on your show that they were planning on preventing us from buying vitamins again.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, well, Bill seems to know what you're talking about.
They're always working on that.
They're always doing it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think McCain is introducing
yeah.
a bill.
Uh-huh. I sent my response back to them.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Going to, but maybe it's important if the
now,
rest
well,
of
so
your...
somebody fill us in. McCain is introducing a bill to do what, Dr.
Well,
Bill?
They're trying to put the control of nutritional supplements under the FDA.
And you are for or against that?
Let me see. Let me think about that for a minute. They want to make vitamins and minerals a drug.
Sounds kind of scary to me.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Prescription only.
Yeah, that's major Big Brother going on there. So, and in Europe already, there are.
Isn't that then does it smack of like drug companies?
Let's see. I'll think about that one again. Well, what's interesting is some of the mushrooms that we use in our products already in different countries in the world, they're looked at as a chemo agent. They're a prescription drug. Some of these wow. mushrooms we work with are so potent.
So potent.
And yet, excuse me, they're very, very safe. And so in other countries, they're a prescription item, and
wow.
I think they're taking their lead from that. Is they're figuring, well, let's see, we got the drugs controlled. Let's go for food.
I think they were going to throw herbs in in the mix too.
Right.
So, Lyric, we're up against the clock. Is there something in particular you want?
People need to. You're supposed to write to your. He probably knows. He probably you already sent yours in. Tell him what to do about it.
I will send that email on to Martha, and then you can put it up on your site.
You're supposed to write to your congressman, senator, or whatever, and say you don't want this.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. So we need to get the information to our congresspeople to say nix on FDA having control over vitamins and supplements.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Of course, they listen to us so well.
Yeah. Well, if enough people, maybe.
Well, yeah, I think enough people get it. I do really think that the phone calls, the email stuff now that they do, I think it does have an impact. You can
mm-hmm.
you can kind of see the waves of things going on if you, you know, participate.
But you have a lot of listeners, and if people don't know about it, they won't know to do it.
Exactly. So, Bill, you're going to send me an email that I can then tell. So we'll do that in the follow-up part of next week. I will have the information for you guys. So that'll be the first part of the show. All right, Lyric, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks for
calling Animal World. All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then when we continue, it will be time for current events and our last pet of the week. Nancy McKinney will be here. So get your hugs ready. And Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They figured out how to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, and then you mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in cats, eliminates hairball problems in dogs. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like, a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support. They also have a vet formula. It's a little more powerful. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, and I would like to invite you to listen to my show live Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. As my guests and I explore and discuss the values of spirituality and how it can create our overall wealth within our lives. Tune in and listen live to the Dawn Stansfield Show Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to nwsam.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
For over a decade, In Clover has made quality natural supplements so that age 10 may become the new 6 for your dog or cat, living a vibrant, active, healthy life. In Clover uses the best of science to design supplements for wellness that work and work fast. Dogs showed significant improvement within 15 days of starting Connectin, In Clover's fast, all-in-one joint supplement. Connectin's 9 natural herbs work synergistically to further support joint health. InClover's products are made in the USA with only the finest ingredients. Go to InClover.com to find a retailer near you.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first 2 chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Back to Fet Sunday in the next hour, but right now it's time for current events. Okay, on the current events list. Well, happening today, told you about it earlier, the Humane Society in Bellevue is celebrating the Academy Awards. And today, between noon and 6 during their normal adoption hours, they are waiving the adoption fee for any tuxedo kitties, black and white kitties over 1 year of age. So if you would like to not pay the adoption fee, but rescue a nice little tuxedo kitty, you can do it today for free, noon to 6 o'clock at the Humane Society in the Eastgate area of Bellevue. All right, and the next popular thing, Zoodoo and bedspread, will soon be available. Of course, you know, there's not enough to go around for everybody. It's very popular fertilizer, and so they do it by a lottery-type drawing. And you send in postcards to the zoo between March 5th and 20th. So they have to get your postcards by the 20th. The price of the Zoodoo and bedspread ranges from $4 to $60, depending on the size of the load. For more information, go to www.zoo.org or, and let's see, and at the lower left, go to the zoo blog, or you can call, here's another good one, 206-625-POOP. 206-625-POOP for Zoodoo and bedspread. And then Cats for Cats, also at the Humane Society. If you're one of the first 50 people to adopt a cat during March, you will get 2 free tickets to March 31st performance of Cats at the Comcast Arena in Everett. Now, hey, I'm wondering, maybe you could get a really hot deal. If you get over this afternoon and you adopt a free tuxedo kitty, maybe you get a tickets to Cats, too. So I don't know if 50 people have adopted cats since the 1st of March. I doubt it. That's a lot of cats to go in a week. I doubt it. I bet there's still cats tickets. And let's see. Is there anything else that you have to know about? And I don't think so. All right, so you might want to keep in mind that Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive is at Philosophy and Tea the third Saturday of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. It's only a $10 cover, and everyone in the audience will have a chance to connect with your loved ones on the other side. More info, www.kimmillermedium.com, and RSVP to Philosophy and Tea, 425-641-4364. I think that's about all there is on that, except to tell you that next week's show, woohoo, Two of our most popular guests are back in the studio, and that would be adventure travelers Helen and Bill Thayer. Now they will have just returned from Africa. You know, they've been out in the middle of nowhere living with a native tribe. So we will be the first to hear all the stories. And so we'll hear about the country, we'll hear about the tribe, we'll hear about the animals that are part of their life. So Helen and Bill Thayer in the house next week. Oh boy. So, next up, that brings us to our new Pet of the Week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Meow.
The one with the take me home eyes.
Meow, meow.
If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life.
All righty then. Okay. I've got my Kleenex. Because this is going to be tough for me. Nancy McKinney, was interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control. Good morning, Nance.
Good morning. I want to thank you for what you said last week, by the way.
Oh, you heard.
Spot on, yes.
Mm. Okay. Nancy was out of town, yeah. So you must have listened to the archives, huh?
I did.
Good for you. Yeah, well, okay, I'm very upset. I'm upset for the animals. And I'm going to be sad to lose our connection with you here.
Well, and I wish I could tell you exactly where I'm going, but I don't know yet.
Well, as you heard me, I think I say last week, or I don't know if I did this on air or off air, but I think I said, well, maybe we have to have a regular What's Nancy McKinney Up To segment.
where do I land?
Yeah, but I'm just very concerned that it sounds like just to protect someone's job, they've put an administrator in charge. And from the article I read this morning on Animals in the News, it sounds like the Kent shelter is going to remain open to take care of, you know, the strays and animals collected from unincorporated King County.
At least unincorporated. As of today, I still don't know what the other cities are planning or doing, and they either may contract to house it at Kent as well, or completely go away, like Federal Way has decided to go on their own. So
right.
Still a lot of things in limbo, and the end of the month, they're supposed to come up with their proposal, the subgroup of committee, a subcommittee from the city. So that's another deadline to kind of wait and see what the result will be.
Yeah, and so my opinion is that this Ken guy may be a fabulous administrator, and I have no reason to believe that he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he may be great in helping form the new, whatever the whole overview of it's going to end up being. It will be great with all of that, but we need someone with in the field, hands on. How do you deal with all these animals and people running the show? And that would be you. And unfortunately, your last day is March 15th.
Right. Well, optimistically, there are folks there, you know, underneath Ken who really do continue to care and continue to fight for the animals first, and are still in limbo about their jobs. But, you know, for example, the operations manager used to work with me over at the Humane Society for many years, went to work for the Spokane Humane Society, and then started as our operations manager last July. So she's still there. And so there are still some folks there who are definitely continuing in. And I'll be in touch with them, and, you know, I'll be curious to find out what happens as well.
Well, and you'll be in touch with us to let us know what you're doing and that sort of thing.
Right.
And we will absolutely be paying attention. But I can't in good conscience support an organization that I don't know what's really going on with the animals. And I knew as long as you were there and in charge of those animals, they were okay.
Right.
And you do things that I don't, other managers just wouldn't do. For example, didn't you go out with an officer this week, do a ride-along out in the field just to see what's up?
I did, and in fact, that's been something I wanted to do on a regular basis if I was appointed the position back in, you know, early spring of 2009, but the way things got. But I had a great time. I mean, we saw anywhere from, saw the officer help a goat that was tangled up in barbed wire to taking a dog out of a motel off near SeaTac Airport that was abandoned by previous hotel guest, and we ran across actually some fighting roosters out there on a call. So it was just a phenomenal experience. Yeah. I wish I had done it earlier and done it more often.
Well, and that's just what I gotta say. I mean, how many managers do you know that are gonna get out of their office and get out there and ride along and do all of that? Anyway, Nancy, thank you for all the great things you've done for the animals. And in celebration of Nancy, we've got one more pet of the week from King County Animal Care and Control. So tell us about our pet this week.
Well, and one little quick thing. Mm-hmm. I've never had anything named after me, and the folks at PAWS were trying to honor me for all the work I've done, and they named a cat after me up at PAWS. So I actually should have